Unknown to the gang, they had been observed as soon as they left the ditch. Abbess Lysian had spotted them as she stood up to pour tea for herself and Burby. She quickly informed Aurel Gatekeeper, who shot off to the abbey and brought Skipper, Brink, Formal Grud and his entire crew up to the west wall. They took a secret peep at the rat gang and held a whispered conference. Skipper's initial idea was to exit the abbey by the south wicker gate, surround the rats and finish them off. The abbess was horrified by the plan.
But, Skipper Banjon, they're the same age as your own daughter. How could you kill such young creatures?
Vermin, Mother Abbess. They're vermin,
Brink reminded her.
If you don't kill vermin, they'll kill you or some other innocent creatures who can't defend themselves. Skipper's right, Marm. They're young, all right. Young and evil.
Abbess Lysian stole a hasty glance at the rats on the path below. She turned away quickly, biting on her habit sleeve to stifle the laughter which was threatening to burst forth.
You should take a look down there. They've all collapsed in a heap. One of them is kicking the other's tails. Good gracious, what language! Can you hear it?
Formal Grudge shook his velvety head in disgust as he peered down at the rat gang.
They were trying to stand on each other's thick heads again, so they can climb up here. Boy, Yoki, I never seen such bungly beasts in all my borned seasons.
Skipper set his jaw grimly.
Vermin are vermin, no matter which way you look at them.
However, the abbess was not one to back down on her principles.
Be that as it may, Skipper Banjon, I will not have them slain. They're naught but a few scruffy young water rats. I don't consider them to be a threat to our abbey or a danger to us in their present position. As Mother Abbess of Redwall, I forbid the slaughter of those vermin.
The abbess blenched with fright as Skipper grabbed her roughly and pulled her to one side. It was a swift and timely act. The curved scythe blade with its attached rope came looping over the wall top. It would have struck Lysian had it not been for Banjon's intervention. The rope was jerked tight from below, leaving the blade lodged firmly around the angle of a battlement. Skipper kept his voice calm and level.
Well, Marm, what do we do now?
Loud, hoarse whispers could be heard from the rat gang as they urged their comrades on.
Good trow, mate. Up you go.
Aye, get that big gate opened. Let's see what they got in there.
Anything the cook don't cook good pies, we'll roast him in his own heaven.
It was the first time any Redwaller had ever seen their abbess bare her teeth and growl fiercely.
Kindly leave this to me, please.
As Three-Tooth's villainous head appeared over the wall top, Lysian was waiting for him. She dealt him a mighty blow with the teapot, which was still half full of hot tea. It made a peculiar sound. Pong! The water rat fell backward with a shocked gurgle, plummeting down onto the rats below. Flinging the teapot at them, Lysian yelled out in a most un-abbess-like manner.
Give him blood and vinegar! Red wall!
Skipper chortled, but the smile was quickly wiped from his face as Lysian turned to confront him.
Roast the cook in his own oven, eh? Skipper Banjon, my order against killing still stands, but you have my permission to take a party down there armed with heavy sticks. Give those vermin the beating of their lives and send them packing.